Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
The next thing is what? Honoring whom honoring is due. Eish. Honor unto whom honor is what? Due. Romans chapter 13 verse 7. The Bible says that we should honor whom honor is due. Romans 13 verse 7. Please put it on my screen. The Bible says, render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom is due. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor. Praise the Lord. So, there are people Bible has not categorically mentioned we should honor. But like I said, if you have a child and that child is due honor, you honor them. Praise the Lord. You have a student, is due honor. Honor is due, you honor them. That's it. When people place themselves in a position of honor, don't dishonor them. If it is due them, even if you don't agree, don't discredit them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You had a boyfriend who paid your school fees and after that broke your heart. What do you do? Do you carry the broken heart alone? Or when Anna is, you see, it's like writing a paper and you have an idea. They say that you have to cite the reference of what you are saying because it's not your work. Someone has gone to suffer and done their work and you are cited. You didn't bring the reference. So, if this man is a but school, Anna is due. But we can in a go. Yanku Pong was ya go ya kwasia. Ya kwasia, because he does not give Anna to whom Anna is due. See, one of the things that made me never to turn my back on my father is I remember when I was about 11 years or so, because my mom was dead. One night, my stomach said he would kill me. My father carried me to one of his cousins. You know, he was running with me. I was at his back. And I used to be obolo like this. Carried me, he was running like that. He went and gave me to this his, you know, cousin like that. He was a woman. And the woman, around 2 a.m., she went into the bush and brought some herb. Papa gave it to me, forced me to drink it. I vomited poop. That's how I lived. After that, my father didn't take me to secondary school. He didn't do anything. But does he deserve honor or he doesn't deserve honor? You need to be alive to grow to go to a secondary school. And if he had not pursued that one act that night of saving my life, there will not be any English here this morning now. That man deserves honor. And if he was alive today, he would have received more help, more support, more whatever. Like, take that poison out of your heart, because people are in your life to execute assignment for God. And when they are done with that one assignment, if they don't have more to do, you are pushing them to do more when there is no assignment. If he doesn't have grace to continue, if he touches it, he will break it. So don't say, no, a woman, I want to ask, no, I know, my friend, chale. Wait, you know, when I swash away him. Do you think God is stupid that he's giving you the ability to be able to take care of yourself? Why are you still very embittered and dishonoring people who are done with their work? Charlie, they are done and they are done. Are you here at all? You vomit it into, find someone gutter somewhere. And vomit your bitterness, vomit your disrespect, vomit it. And honor people for whom God has made them in your life. Honor to whom honor is what? Due. Give me 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 17. In fact, the next one is honor the king or honor authority. Honor the king. Say, let the elders. Say, honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Honor the king. If God has given us a president, we should honor the president, regardless of your political colors. Praise the Lord. God has given you a king in your workplace, your MD. Boom. Last in a ban is no bepeo. I said that. And will be your wapel. Young lady wapel. So will blow and so will promote to. Is it unusual that you have an unbelieving or a believing MD, manager, CEO, who sees a fine lady and can't control himself? It's not unusual. Are you not beautiful? If you are nice, people will be drawn to you. But that's why you also are a child of God. You have standards. You have belief systems. Praise the Lord. So we make it look very strange that you are in office. I so open me. No, I mean, the thing is that some of the ladies, when they see that if they give you sex, it will make the ground softer for them. They will also give you things. You also have standards in Christ to reject it and maintain a professional relationship, regardless of all this feminism, all this, you know, going to the extreme left and obepem. Some of them will start with opel. But if you are resilient, you will rise. Because after a while, they will know that you cannot hand over this business to this girl who allowed you easily to sleep with her. Because she is easily compromisable. They will give it to the one who didn't compromise. And sometimes you are in a hurry to run away from that place. Too much. Where is your own endurance? They that endure to the end. Just take yourself out of danger zone. And are you here at all? Yes, every time. And I'm a boss. And I'm with chef. Hey. Is he your boss? Actually, I can't say. Chuckle. You chuckle. Charlie, yesterday is gone. Another day has come. New day, new life. Are you here at all? When you are coming, you are prepared in your heart that whom should we obey? Should we obey God or man? That is your resolve. If you have a troublesome boss, or a person of authority over you, who is you know, is more driven to your body and what they can get. Chale? Jinawanayaso. Yeah. Stand your grounds. With all respect and honor you can garner, put together, and still push through, because this world is a crazy world. Jesus said, in this world you have tribulation, but cheer up. I have overcome. If you are a runaway person, and God forbid, if I were the devil, everywhere you go, I will meet you with the same thing. stand your ground. Look at her sister, say, sister, stand your ground. Sometimes it's a test, it's a test. Yeah, because we boy, you are a lady now. You see, now the competition of men, it's not even men. The competition of men is women, lesbians in systems. If you are a man and you don't get yourself foregrounded, one lady will steal your wife. And by the time they handle your wife once, she will forget that she has a husband. You better start honoring your wife and doing well. Not only men are looking for your wife, now women are looking for your wife. Anna authority. Anna the king. Do what? Anna the king. It's a foolish king, but God has given him wisdom to deal with the foolishness. So Anna the king. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Esther went to the chamber of the king. She knew exactly what to do. Even when the king was pushing for you, Anna and tell me, I'll pay me. I said, oh, dear king, didi kakra. Oh, dear, didi, come on to him. You know, not a genuine more. He just said, oh, push it to baby, half a king. Even to the half of the kingdom, I'll give you one honor or strike it. You need to have honor. Don't let it be that when you are right, you become disadvantaged in life. Can I explain? When you are right, assuming you have a boss, a male boss, who is trying to disrespect you. I want you, I want you, I want you, I want you. Please, like we say that, when you are leaving a place, don't break the door. But in your next job, you shouldn't give him an opportunity to go and badmouth you. Because you have a decision to make. That I will not put myself in this position again where you would disrespect me. But I will not be disrespectful for you to put it on my file. And then wherever I go, he uses his influence to say that, oh, this girl, she's very disrespectful. But on castor, you know, your back can say, you are what? Disrespectful. So don't, when you are right, most people, they misbehave when they are right. But that's when you have control. When you are right is when you have control. If you are a wife, you are right about something. If you maintain your ground, when the family sit, they will talk about the real issue. But when you are right and you allow yourself emotional, blah, 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 what slap you know? When they meet, they are not talking about the real issue. They are just talking about, why did you slap your husband? You will see that we will never come to the real issue. And even when we mention it, we just string away bus. That's why when you are right, don't be disadvantaged.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.